welcome to the Social Media Help Not Hype Show on Word of Mom Radio. I'm your host, Janice Clark. Many years ago, I started a series called Social Media Tales from Beyond, and the intention was to share horror stories from my years of working as a social media consultant. Now, every year, I add to the content, and I have to tell you that there is truly no end to the content I could create or I could add if I had the time. This is still one of the most popular series I've ever created. People love it. I get lots of comments every year. So I hope you'll enjoy today's show as well. Now, you can find all of the past stories over on my website at bizmsolutions.com. I'll also be sharing them throughout this week in honor of Halloween on my Facebook page. So again, stop by, read a few. Hope you'll enjoy, and certainly feel free to share a few of your own horror stories. Those maybe you've heard about or even just participated in. I hope there haven't been too many of those, though. I'm going to be sharing the biggest horror story with you today, but most importantly, I'm going to show you how to avoid becoming a tale from the crypt yourself, and I'm going to give you some fast and furious tidbits you can take away and use right now to grow your business using social media. Now, one of the first posts that I ever did in this series was called This Blog Post is Haunted, and it was one of the more popular ones, and these were all true stories, by the way. These were all things that truly happened to clients of mine in the past, and so that's what prompted me originally, again, many, many years ago, to begin sharing these. So in This Blog Post is Haunted, I'll talk about a woman who had hired someone to create content for her. Very often content is king. It has been since social media began. It's not, that's not lessening any at all. You still have to have things to say. You have to have content to promote. So this particular client hired someone to write content for her. And in the beginning, she very diligently read the posts in advance and checked the work and all was well and everything looked good. And then she got busy. And she started letting her blogger go ahead and make the posts on her own, and she wasn't looking, and she wasn't paying attention. And what happened over time, you can probably guess, to her horror, is that the content stopped being as good as it once was. The person who wrote her blog posts began outsourcing to a different company, and the posts became just very generic, and they weren't really in her voice. She was trying to do so many things that she really just lost the path she was originally on, caused some real problems in her business. You can find this over on my website. I encourage you to take a few minutes and just read through the post because I go into some details about what happened, why it was so bad, the problems it caused, and then we talked about what my client did in order to resolve the issue, take back her voice online, and start really building her brand in her voice with her message and taking control back again. Now, the second post in the series, which is the second last one I'm going to talk to you about today, was called Bubble Bubble Toil and Trouble. And again, people just really seemed to connect with this one because this one was about one of my clients who back started quite a long time before we worked together. This person hired a social media manager without really knowing what they needed. This person used all the right buzzwords. They dropped all the right names. They looked like they were living the part online. They were attending all the right conferences and sharing vacation photos from some amazing and exotic locations. So this guy thought, well, this person obviously knows what they're doing. They're successful in their own business, so I will hire them to run mine. And to his horror, again, over time, what happened is things started off really good in the beginning. He thought they were good in the beginning. But what he found was this person was just signing him up for tons of accounts and using a lot of automation, not really checking his accounts, not following through on the messages he was receiving, probably didn't even know about a lot of them because she was off doing other things. And so things went downhill very, very quickly, as you can imagine. And again, you can read all about this over on my website under Bubble Bubble Toil and Trouble. And I'm just sharing a few of these things with you today because They were relevant when I wrote the posts. They are still relevant today. These specific posts were written about some very specific people, but I could write those same posts over and over again. These are the same mistakes I see people making online every day. And much to their horror, things just don't work out the way they wanted to. Much to their horror, they aren't bringing in new business and they aren't building their client base, and no one even knows they exist. And the two big takeaways from these two little stories are, the first thing is don't lose track of yourself, your own voice, why people are attracted to you to begin with. Don't just blindly follow the trends. And 2020 has been packed with trends that people want to jump on. Be very mindful before you jump on a trend. Make sure it truly is a cause, a commitment that you want to make in your heart for your business, on behalf of your business. And if it is, great. But if it isn't, if it's not relevant to you, if it's not relevant to your target audience, don't do it just to be doing it. Because unfortunately, that's what I'm seeing a lot of horror stories we are dealing with right now, because people decided they thought it would be fun to jump on the latest trend, and it got them in a whole lot of trouble. I will write about those another year. I always wait and write when things aren't quite so fresh, and I get people's permissions, and I never use names, of course, but it's too soon to write about some specific horror stories we've encountered this year and some that we've actually been dealing with this week. But just be very mindful of your own voice. Don't be fooled by the buzzwords and the things you don't understand. It's not what you don't understand. There's a lot that you won't understand when it comes to social. There are changes taking place every day. And I've been cautioning people for many years. There are no true experts in social media. There really aren't, because things are changing too quickly. I open my newsfeed every morning to the latest trends and the latest announcements. Sometimes it's not even in the news feed. Facebook makes changes all the time, and they don't make an announcement about it. Or it's an announcement that's very minor, and it rolls out with a lot of other changes. Or sometimes they just test things. So if I'm working with, 150 accounts here, it's quite probable that 20 accounts will have a feature that none of the others do. Or in some instances, only one of the accounts we're working with has a specific feature. So it's okay. What you don't know isn't something to concern yourself with. What you need to concern yourself most with is what you absolutely do understand. And what you understand are relationships, people, humanity, giving people, giving your target audience what they need. So I'm going to say this one more time. I know I strayed off there just a bit explaining about the things you don't understand. So I want to make that statement one more time, because it's very important and it's something to take to heart. It's not what you don't understand that you need to concern yourself with the most. It's what you do understand. So don't worry about all the latest tools and techniques. Don't worry about the latest social media site that's popping up or what might be taking Facebook's place next. Don't worry about the things you don't understand right now. It's what you do understand that matters, and we all know that it's about relationships, people, humanity, giving people what they need. It's just that important. Now, with all that in mind, here is the biggest social media horror story of all time, and it is the shortest, and it's the one that, unfortunately, many of us have witnessed and even participated in. And it's the tale of the person who posts, blogs, creates content, and never sees a profit from their efforts. That's the biggest horror story of all. And raise your hand if you're one of the people who has ever participated in this horror story. If you have had the leading role in this horror story, if you have been the star of the show, this is all about you. You've done the work. You've gone the extra mile, you've taken the training, you're posting, you're sharing, you're doing everything you can think of to the point that it's very hard to even keep up with your own work, but you haven't seen a profit from your efforts. We're all here to make money. I don't know of any businesses out there who want to stay in business without turning a profit. Does this sound like your horror story some days? Well, we are getting ready to take a quick break and hear from our wonderful sponsors here on Word of Mom Radio. But when we come back, I'm going to share with you some really good things that you can do about it. I'm going to tell you exactly what you need to do to stop the horror and start engaging your audience, getting visibility, and actually turning a profit online. So we'll be right back.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
From the beach to a ball game, from your office to a locker, StadiumBags.com has the clear bags for you. Don't let our name fool you. We are not just for sports fans. The great thing about our bags is, yes, they meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. More importantly, they have the quality, versatility, and style that will stand up to years of use. You can feel free to clean your bags with the solvents that are going to keep the germs away from your home and your personal belongings and still make safety and convenience coexist. So find us at StadiumBags.com. You'll see why we are your clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
Hi, and welcome back to the Social Media Help Not Hype Show here on Word of Mom Radio. I'm your host, Janice Clark. And today, I've been sharing with you a few tales from my social media, Tales of Terror. It's a series that I started many, many years ago, and it's been one of my most popular series, and I've been sharing with you just a bit of a summary of some of the horror stories. And then the most horrific horror story of all is the tale of the person who's working hard and posting and sharing and tweeting and doing everything they need to do, and they still aren't seeing a profit from their efforts. So I shared a little of this with you on the first half of the show. On this half, I'm going to be talking to you about what you can do to prevent that from happening to you, or at least turn it around if it's been happening to you, and it's happened to most of us. In fact, I'm going to say all of us, because I don't know anyone who jumped into social media and immediately began making money. We have all had ups and downs, and it's perfectly okay, but you can turn it around. Now, the first thing you need to know is that people are still out there looking for you and what you have to offer. The audience that you're looking for is actively online looking for you. Now, every time I hear people say business is down, nobody's buying this year, you know, nobody has any money to spend anymore, nobody wants to invest any longer, I have to disagree. I see sales being made every single day. Our business has taken an upturn recently. Things did take a dip earlier in the year, but we are back in full swing again. The money may not be where it once was, but it's still out there if you know where to look for it. Now, in 2020, the world really did change drastically, and as COVID-19 swept across the whole globe, truly nearly every aspect of our lives, from work to working out, moved online. And people depended more and more on apps and on the internet to socialize. We still are. We're depending upon these apps. We're depending upon the internet to educate our kids, to educate ourselves, to entertain ourselves. Now, before quarantine, just 15% of Americans worked from home. Now, over half do. It's a huge shift. You know, the internet, things were exploding before all of this happened, and now the internet is the primary source we're all going to for all of our information, our education, our entertainment, everything we're doing. It's just been an incredible shift this year, And so your audience, if anything, has grown larger than it was a year ago or 2 years ago. Just a few statistics to show you. These are recent statistics. Instagram business profile ads are seeing 138,889 clicks a minute. Venmo users are sending $239,196 worth of payments every single minute. Now, I'm getting these statistics from Visual Capitalist. They have a great post online called Every Minute Internet 2020. Some really, really great statistics on there, some mind-blowing statistics. Amazon is shipping out 6,659 packages every single minute. And consumers are spending $1 million every minute online. So think about that just for a second. Does that sound like the money's gone? Does it sound like people aren't shopping? This is something for you to get excited about. You know, if you were rethinking your business, and you know, we've encountered quite a few people this year who really are, they're rethinking whether they're going to be able to, you know, keep working online or keep selling online. Consumers are spending $1 million a minute online. People who are actively out there selling and doing it right are profiting in a really big way, and you want to have a part of that. The number of hours people are spending watching videos on YouTube is up 60%. Now, here's another statistic, and keep in mind that last statistic I shared. The number of hours people spend watching videos on YouTube is up 60%. Only 9% of U.S. businesses are on YouTube. This is truly a wide-open frontier of opportunity. Videos in general are a huge opportunity to gain new business. Get excited about this, guys. This is where we all need to be right now. 85% of all internet users are watching video. Not only are they watching it, they are actively searching for it. They are searching for video that educates and informs and entertains. They are actively out there looking for you and what you're doing. Now is the time to really jump on video like we have never, ever done it before. So, what can you do to stay relevant and avoid becoming a horror story yourself? Well, I could truly spend the next 3 hours on that one and discussing all the different things that I know we need to be doing, all the different things we're doing for our clients that are helping them gain visibility and take more control over their strategy and over how much they're selling. We have clients right now who have increased their sales 50, 60, 70% just by making a few small changes. So this is truly a topic I could talk about for a while, but I'm going to sum it up with one piece of advice that I can't recommend strongly enough, and that's video. So here are a few tips and tools you're going to need to get started. Before you jump in and begin posting any videos, I want you to take some time and develop a good content strategy. And you're going to do this by listening. Give people real connections, real relationships. Pay attention to what they're looking for so you can create the content that engages them. It doesn't do any good to go out and create video that no one wants to see. Before you start doing anything, really spend some time listening and paying attention to what they want. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, everywhere you turn, it is all about the video. And with social media sites doubling down on video in every single direction, you know, Instagram has the new Reels out right now, Facebook's making video more important than ever before, really give video a higher priority on your to-do list. Use a tool like, one of the tools that I really love to use is TubeBuddy. That's TubeBuddy. And do some keyword research for your videos. You can also use YouTube search function. You just start typing something in and it will auto-populate with the types of things people are searching for in that topic. You can also use Google's AdWords keyword search. Google Trends. That's another one, and it has a YouTube-specific search. It's in the drop-down menu inside web search. So if you go to the Google Trends If you drop down and perform a YouTube search, you can actually get to know what trending topics are going to do well on YouTube specifically. Another great tool for videos is explodingtopics.com. And what I love about this website is that it actually allows you to discover exploding topics before they take off, which is what we all want. You know, you want to be ahead of the curve. You want to be ahead of the trend. When topics really take off, they tend to get saturated very quickly. So if you can figure out where that trend begins and what's getting ready to do well, it can help you out drastically. Plan out the types of content that you're going to be sharing. Create a content calendar, basically, based on what your audience wants, and of course, based on what you're doing in your business. Share things like product demonstrations, tutorials, travel or lifestyle videos. I know we're not sharing a lot of those things right now, but if you are traveling or you're in an area that has beautiful views, beautiful landscapes, parks, whatever it happens to be, those are always great things to share. Educate your audience about something you're passionate about. Make your viewers laugh. Share some of your favorite tools, products and services you love. Showcase your clients. Do some interviews with your clients. That's always a great way to show them off. Develop some loyalty there. Showcase them and boost their business. Help your viewers with common problems. Comment on current events. You know, keep it positive. Consider advertising on YouTube. This one's a little daunting. It's really daunting for a lot of people. It's not as familiar as Facebook advertising, but using a tool like TubeSift, which is really good, it's truly an invaluable tool, and it helps you advertise in the right way on YouTube. Gives you a leg up over there. We're all very visual people. And engaging videos can be very memorable, and they're more popular than they have ever been in the past. And that trend is really on the rise. I think we're just seeing the beginning of how popular videos are going to be. Videos, a means of storytelling and advertising, isn't really a nice option any longer. If you're like me and lots of other people, I need to be doing more video too, just like everyone else. It's on the to-do list. It needs to be a higher priority, and it needs to become a higher priority pretty fast. So if you want to increase conversion and exposure, if you want to gain traction, gain sales, get more traffic to your website, get more people filling out that contact form and scheduling appointments, a video marketing strategy is really the way to go this year. So guys, thank you so much for your time. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Leave me a comment. You can find me on Facebook at BizM Solutions. You can read all the, in detail, the social media tales from beyond on my website at BizMSolutions.com. And, of course, you can always find me on Twitter, Janice_Clark, and over on Instagram. I'm in all kinds of different places. So I'd love to hear from you. Let me know your thoughts. If you start creating videos, certainly tag me. Send me a message. I'd love to see them and even share. So you guys have a wonderful day, and we hope to talk to you soon. She is sure. She is sure. She is strong. She is strong. She